1690 AM in Montreal.
Concordia University has disclosed its investment portfolio. After 2 years of pressure from student activists to disclose its endowment funds, the school released a full list of internally managed public holdings on April 23, 2025. This disclosure is part of Concordia's previously announced Sustainable Intergenerational Fund, which began over 4 years ago. They maintain their fund is now committed to 100% sustainable investments. Concordia spokesperson Julie Fortier confirmed to CJLO that the school made its decision to share its portfolio after many meetings with members of the student union. She said, "This is, quote, part of a commitment to be more transparent," unquote. Ali Salman is a counselor at Concordia's student union who has been involved in pressuring the school to disclose investments for the last 2 years and has been involved in those meetings with administration.
I didn't expect this full disclosure. It was clearly a concession that they had to take to the movement and the pressure that the movement has been putting on them for the past 2 years. And it feels like the work that the movement has been doing for the past year and a half, specifically since the encampment, is actually starting to pay off.
Marches calling to disclose and divest have rung out in the streets and echoed in halls for the last 2 years. But Salman says he does not expect an end to student protests or pressure from the student union when it comes to divestment. CJLO inspected the investment portfolio, which shows holdings as they stand at the end of March and are subject to change on an ongoing basis. We identified multiple investments, which Salman says are a cause of major concern. Boeing Co., a aerospace and defense contractor known for military aircraft missiles and defense systems. Spirit Aerosystems, Inc. supplies fuselage sections and other major aerospace components which are used in military aircrafts. Triumph Co., which also manufactures aerospace components including systems used in military aircrafts. Rocket Lab USA, aerospace company with a small launch vehicles and defense-related satellite technologies. And Bose Allen Hamilton, Inc., a major government and defense contractor in strategy and intelligence support, which creates AI weapon systems and military drone technologies. However, these holdings only make up about 0.1% of the portfolio. Salman says that's still too much. And he also wants to see Concordia cut its standing engineering internship partnerships with Pratt & Whitney and Lockheed Martin.
As the chant goes, disclose, divest. So next is divestment. I guess the next thing is to keep, first of all, the demands of the students who are currently being pushed through the faculties in the unions, which is Lockheed Martin, CAE, and Pratt & Whitney. These demands will be first line. And I think Concordia should start by cutting these partnerships and, you know, disclosing these investments, these sustainable investments, actually kind of goes against what Concordia is saying, which is we don't have any weapons companies invested in. We don't invest in weapons companies, yet they have partnerships with weapons companies. So first of all, Concordia, the next step is to get Concordia to cut ties, to cut these partnerships. And the second step would be for Concordia to end its complicity through the investment.
Fortier from Concordia said that untangling the fund from unsustainable companies has been a challenge. On the remaining funds tied to weaponry, she wrote that the school plans to withdraw as part of the final phase of the transition. She gave no precise timeline. She would not respond to questions regarding the engineering partnerships with Lockheed Martin and Pratt & Whitney. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
CJLO 1690. It's the Electric Messiah Radio Show. You want to say something?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for having Dumbass.
Yeah, Dumbass is on the show today. All right, let's get it started. This is Exodus. The beatings will continue. Damn right they will.
Feeling down.
All right. Welcome back to the show.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CGL. Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
Festival Bleu Bleu, presented by SiriusXM, is back for its 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton-sur-Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Beliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic Beach Electro Night, the Artisan Market, the classic Mussels and Fries Dinner, the Water Skipping Tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
Push that.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome to this week's episode of Electric Messiah. Let me turn on the mics over here.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, yeah, they're definitely working.
Good morning, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, yeah.
All right.
You put the earphones on, and then you can hear. So, all right, we're going to play some, what are we doing now? We're doing the concert listings.
Yeah, you want to do the concert listings?
Sewer Spewer. Let's see if this works.
Sewer! Spewer! Sewer Spewer!
Hello, it's Chris the Frog of Sewer Spewer with yet another round of show recommendations happening this coming week in Jaujage, or so-called Montreal, in so-called Quebec, in so-called Canada. Starting off tomorrow on Sunday, May 4th, at the Beanfield Theatre, Texan metalcore band Invent Animate will be performing their album Heavener in its entirety, along with Silent Planet from California, who will be performing their album Super Bloom in its entirety, as well as 156 Silence from Pittsburgh and Alt from Sweden. And over at Fofun Electrique on the main stage, Toronto gothic synth rock band The Birthday Massacre will be playing with Essinger from Kansas City. On Monday, May 5th, at the Fairmount Theatre, there will be a big progressive death metal show with Obscura from Germany, Atheist from Florida, Origin from Kansas, Decrepit Birth from California, and Fractal Universe from France. On Tuesday, May 6th, the Chaos and Carnage Metal Tour will be coming to the Olympia, featuring Dying Fetus from Baltimore, Cradle of Filth from the UK, Flesh God Apocalypse from Italy, Ne Obliviscaris from Australia, Undeath from Rochester, New York, Vomit Forth from Connecticut, and Corpse Pile from Houston. On Wednesday, May 7th, at the Beanfield Theatre, Norwegian prog metal band Leprous will be celebrating the 10th anniversary of their album The Congregation, and they'll be playing with Wheel from Finland. And at La Toscadura, there will be a doom and stoner rock show with Castle from San Francisco, Z Cocoon, Haze Mind, and Macro Selix. On Thursday, May 8th, at the Olympia, Swedish melodic death metal band Arch Enemy will be playing with Martyr from Trois-Rivières, Based from Denmark, and Thrown into Exile from Los Angeles. And at the Thrash Can, there will be a show with local punk bands Killer Radar, Cleanse, and Le Plan Canton. On Friday, May 9th, at Club Soda, Florida death metal veterans Obituary will be celebrating the 35th anniversary of their album Cause of Death, and they'll be playing with Nails from Oxnard, California, Terror from Los Angeles, Spirit World from Las Vegas, and Pest Control from the UK. And at the Thrash Can, there will be a thrash show with Painsaw from Fredericton, New Brunswick, SOIF from Quebec City, Post Lovin', and Fast Idol. And on Saturday, May 10th, at Hemisphere Gauche, blackened death metal band For Us of Us will be doing a reunion show after a 15-year hiatus, and they'll be playing with Obelisk, Ghidorah, and Dupla Pooch Hennishen Gasoline. At La Sotereña, Ottawa deathcore band Salem Trials will be playing with To Even Exist, Bastards from Drummondville, and Parapariya. And at La Toscadura, there will be a benefit show for the upcoming international punk festival Noise Not Borders. And playing this benefit show are Durex, Recall, Anéantics from Quebec City, and Sistema de Muerte. That's it for me, but if you want more show recommendations and weekly updates, be sure to follow me on social media, on Instagram, TikTok, and on Facebook at Sewer Spewer. I will be back next week, but keep it locked to Electrical Messiah here on CJLO 1690 AM.
All right.
And we're back.
Yeah, I say that every single time because I listen after, you know, to see how the radio show went, and I notice things that I say, and I always, whenever the song's over, I go, and we're back.
I got a funny story about that.
Yeah, or I go, wow. yeah, tell me your funny story.
All right, so there's this time that we're all partying at my place, at the lovely place Fatale, and I passed out drunk in my fucking, my couch.
No swearing on the radio. It's a real radio. We're not a podcast.
Sorry, my bad.
Thank you.
I passed out on my couch upstairs, and I literally, like, in the middle of the party, came back to life, like, and I just opened my eyes. I was like, and we're back.
How long?
Bad name justice.
How long were you sleeping for?
A good 20 minutes, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a power nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
All right. So so we're on the air. This is Electric Messiah Radio, Saturdays 9 to 10. I'm your host, Abra Cadaver. Huh? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that?
This next song's called.
Yeah, and that's how you do it. That's good. I like that. We're with the band Dumbass at a university, so
they who let us in here?
They don't know where they are. It doesn't matter. So we opened the show with Exodus, the song The Beatings Will Continue Until Morale Improves, off of Persona Non Grata from 2021 album. And after that, it was Death Angel with their new single, Wrath, Bring Fire. I love Death Angel.
Yeah.
Whenever I bring it up on the show, my other comment is, oh, I love Death Angel. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I love Death Angel. I've seen them twice. Saw them. They opened up for Sepultura at Olympia. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I saw Kerry King twice recently.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good show, actually.
How was that?
Oh, I saw him with Lamb of God, Malevolence, and Mastodon.
Because they got Mark on vocals, right?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. But when I first heard the single, right. I was like, okay, yeah, it fits.
When I knew Kerry King was going to do a solo album, we knew he wasn't going to sing, and I was curious, you know, who's he going to get?
Everybody was whispering Phil Anselmo, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been different.
He said he thought about it, but apparently... but then Pantera got back together with Zach, and then he knew that was off the table, so then Mark came in. It's just what, you know...
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know. Like, I've never...
All I know is that all those guys, they're all from San Francisco. Exodus, Death Angel, California, yeah. San Francisco. There was the, what was it called?
What do you think of Mark on vocals?
For Kerry King?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's a great singer. I really like Mark Augusueda.
He sings completely different than with Death Angel, and I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
On the Kerry King album?
Yeah, he has a different, he's a bit harder. It sounds like a young
Tom Araya. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he nails the Tom Araya when I saw them do Slayer songs, because Kerry King was doing some Slayer songs. Just nailed it.
Yeah.
He's even got curly hair. Yeah. here, let's put on some background music.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I play this every episode.
Really?
Let's turn this down. Yeah. What do you want to play next? Let's play Revocation.
Yeah, that one was my song. Yeah.
They're playing in Drumheller. Did you guys hear about this festival this summer?
No.
In Drumheller?
Where is it?
Drumheller's in Alberta.
Where's Drumheller?
Yeah.
It's in Alberta.
It's like an hour and a half from Calgary or 2 hours from Calgary, something like that.
So we're not getting there anytime soon.
No.
Not yet. Let's get a tour van first.
Yeah. It's the Badlands of Alberta. Yeah. It's a great part of the country. I've been over there many times. My family lived in Drumheller for a couple of years, so I went to visit. I went there as a kid. It looks like Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. I've been to Drumheller tons of times. I'm actually, fun fact, I'm from Edmonton.
Well, I was born in Edmonton.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I never lived there. Oh, you were born there?
I was
yeah.
born and lived there until I was 18, and I was like,
I grew up in, yeah, no swearing on the goddamn radio, okay?
God, I'm yeah. so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, don't worry. What else? Hey, the best part are all the faces on the other side of the microphone looking at you swearing.
Watching me swear yeah, on the radio, yeah. messing it all up
yeah. for the fifth time.
For the, yeah.
Doing the band name justice.
That's right.
If Sean swears, take a shot.
Yeah, yeah. For every, yeah, if you're listening.
New drinking game.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What is that name of that festival in Drumheller? Loud as Hell, I think it's called. It's 3 days. Revocation is headlining one of these days.
They're really good.
Have dude. You seen them live yet?
I have not seen them. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That place on Park Avenue. Was it Fairmont?
Yeah, Fairmont. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good venue for that, too.
It's a good, yeah. I saw, what did I see there last? Aborted?
Oh, yeah, that was
yeah,
good.
I saw Aborted. I saw Blood Incantation there recently. They played that their whole new album there. And what do we got? 10 seconds left here? All right, this is Confines of Infinity. It's featuring the singer from Cattle Decapitation. Great band.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. CJLO.
Still in this prison.
Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. That was Revocation. This is a band called Sum? Sum?
Yeah, how do you pronounce it? Is it Sium?
Yeah, it's
Sium?
Sum.
Okay. And they're from Montreal?
They're
yeah, they're Montreal based, but these guys are from France originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they migrated over here and made a really, really awesome band.
Right. I'm really happy about that.
All right, well, let's check it out. Let's Electric go. Messiah Radio. CJLO 1690. Keep it locked. Wow. We just turned that right off, eh? That makes sense on the dumbass.
Is that the way the song ends? Yeah,
that's not the way the song ends.
But sorry, Sump.
It is now. Sorry, Sump.
Dumbass influence.
Dumbass. Well, it's par for the course. You know, there was like 24 seconds left on that song, so we'll just say that that's how it ends. You know, we'll say that some kid in the mosh pit, that's how it ended for them.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sump.
All right, so...
I guess next we'll actually get to play one of our songs, which is going to be sweet.
Yeah.
I wanted to just let the listeners know that we got a couple shows booked coming up here. May 10th in Three Rivers. It's at La Taverne Royale. And we also have our single and video release party at Piranha Bar May 17th. After that, we got GeoFest on June 21st. And on June 28th, there's this big show in Oshawa. I can't remember what the place is called, but if you know, you know.
What are you saying? You can't say the name?
I don't know what.
You just
what they, I don't even know what they called the festival yet. That's how much I know what's going on.
All right, let's play a song from Dumbass. Let's play.
You got Swine loaded up?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, we'll start from the first one. That was our first single.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go here. Swine, Dumbass. CJLO, 16. Swine by Dumbass.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Tell me about that song.
Quick little story. The intro, the solo, that was, I'd been given the song to work on guitar parts, and Ian and Sean came over, and I had the guitar plugged into the rig, into the Pro Tools already, and I was like, hey man, I think I have a good idea for it. Like, why don't we just start off balls out with a solo, like right away? And I was like, why don't I do something like this? And I played I just happened to be recording. So I was like, what do you think of this, guys? And I did the solo while they were standing there watching.
Yeah.
And they were like, dude, are you recording that? And I was like, yeah, I just recorded it. He was like, keep it. And so that take that's on there was the very first. I was like, hey, man, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
And it was
because it was your first thought. It was take
first thought take. I was like, yeah. What do you think about that? And we thought, you know, that's a cool story. Why don't we just leave it on there?
Yeah, that's great.
So that was literally me going, hey, guys, what do you think about this?
That like, works
right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And because the timing was good enough, I nailed it. We just left it on there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the first one off.
Hey, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, it's just a song about our love for the police.
It's yeah.
A love song.
Mm, a love song.
Yeah.
All right. Should we play another love song? Do you have, yeah?
Let's do Annihilation Nation next.
Annihilation Nation?
Nation.
Yeah, we got it right here. You want to play it?
Let's go.
Yeah. Is it? That sounds like a love song to me. Here we go. This is Annihilation Nation.
We only do love songs.
Only love songs by Dumbass on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. All right.
Woo!
Woo! Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. We're in the studio with Dumbass. You just heard Annihilation Nation. That was good. Another love song, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's about our love of mosh pits.
Yeah. I love the shredding on that one. That break down there is real nice.
Diminished
yeah.
scale.
Good job.
The dark chords, too, in the background.
Bring your mic closer.
Yeah, those inverted chords, those dissonant chords.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice.
That was the second one.
Those
okay. two are actually available on Spotify, YouTube, etc.
And also that's good to know they're on YouTube as well.
Right.
Sponsor us, YouTube. No,
where you got them on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Apple,
everything.
All of the places.
All of the places that you can listen to all the music. All
right. Now
go DistroKid.
Now what are we going to do? We're going to play the last...
So this one is not released yet, so you lucky listeners.
Yeah, the show on May 10th is the video release party, right?
No.
May 17th.
That's the Piranha Bar show. That's the one where we're doing the video release.
That's two Saturdays from today?
Yeah.
Who else is playing at that show?
Let me pull up that list, actually.
You're supposed to know it immediately.
Off my heart? Yeah. Okay. Why don't I tell them after this? After we play the new song?
Okay, here. Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. Here's.
Okay, it's Motorwolf.
Oh, I love Motorwolf.
Yeah,
I
saw Alice at the Piranha?
The Exorcist from Cornwall. And there's one.
So we're doing two shows with Motorwolf?
Yeah.
Okay. I really like Motorwolf. Really good.
No, they actually just, they're our neighbors now. Stregonaria.
Stregonaria.
Yeah.
I keep seeing this name.
It means witchcraft in Italian. Yeah. Guy Rob, he's a legend, man. They're actually a really good band.
Stregonaria.
Yeah.
Fulci is coming. They're from Australia. You know this band, Fulci?
No.
Playing at Fairmount. Anyway, Stregonaria. Okay, here we go. Let's say Stregonaria again.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. I'm not Italian.
Stregonaria? I have no clue. I'm just saying what Sean said.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Rob, if I pronounced it wrong, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, he just about swore. Did you see him there? He had to hold himself back.
Phew. I'm learning.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
You might have botched it, Sean.
Yeah,
I hope he still likes me after this, man.
Botching it all over.
I was just asking because I've seen the logo dozens of times and I wasn't sure how to pronounce
it. That's right.
I wasn't trying to fact check you. I just wanted to know is that really how you say it?
We know Sean doesn't know how to pronounce it.
Definitely not Italian, man. I'll tell you that.
No, not Italian. All right, here we go. This is Five Bricks from Dumbass, CJLO 1690. Yeah, and now the computer wants to wait. What were you going to say?
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, no.
Here we go.
Let's press play here. Oh, I'm going to break this. All of it. I'm going to break it all. Yeah, let's set up a video camera right now. Everybody tune in to CJLO. We'll give them a link to the video camera, and we'll just destroy this radio station right now.
That ending scene in Office Space.
This actually might be...
The one that wasn't working?
It's not working. That's okay. No, that's the one you sent today.
Okay, let's...
That's okay. Let's try...
Let's put on something else and we'll come back to this.
Yeah, okay. Well, what do you guys want to hear now?
The new Whitechapel. Do you got that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't add that yet. Here, let's go Hymns. See what it brings up. I got it right here. This is Hymns in Dissonance. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hymns in Dissonance, Whitechapel, Electric Messiah.
Please and thank you.
Let's go. Yeah.
devour the eyes of.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. So that's it. Let's try the song again. Let's try this dumbass song again. It's not going to play. It's just a wave. No, it's not playing.
Is it a wave file?
It's, it just is. Says .wave, but there's no info on it.
That's so weird.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Let me play this and we'll be right back. Yeah, speaking of technology.
Push it. Tune in to More Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CGL. More Ritmo with Mr. B.
Festival Bleu Bleu, presented by SiriusXM, is back for its 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton-sur-Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Beliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic Beach Electro Night, the Artisan Market, the classic Mussels and Fries Dinner, the Water Skipping Tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
All right. Let's see, are we back? We're back. Everybody's back? Okay, we'll try the song one more time. Let's just go over here. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. It's 9:53, so we got about 7 minutes left. We're going to try and play this. Let's go. This is, what's the song called?
Five Bricks.
Five Bricks by Dumbass. Let's hope it plays.
Get up off the ground.
All right. So that was Five Bricks by Dumbass. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. We got about 3 minutes left. Who's going to tell the story about Five Bricks?
Ian, I want to just set the story up. Yes, I know. Dad. The song, it's the funny thing about this song is that the title was our working, you know, when something's a working title to a song?
Yeah.
We don't have a name for it yet.
Yeah.
And so Ian has a really funny story about how that working title came to be. And so we just let it stick and we never changed the working title, and the lyrics have nothing to do with Five Bricks. It was just the working title. Ian, tell the story.
Yeah, so I was at my buddy Joe's house. Shout out to the Fungin.
Yeah.
And working on the basement, had a whole bunch of bricks in the corner, and I was like, that's a great idea for my my desk for my studio at home. So I stuffed them all in my backpack, and it was like mid-February at the time. And so I'm walking over the bridge to go to the metro, falling on my back every 5 seconds because I got a backpack full of bricks. When I got home, I had this idea for a riff, and that's where the song came from.
That's great. That works perfectly.
Funny how things like that happen. Huh?
Yeah.
So then I get the file for the solos, and I get this file called Five Bricks. I was like, you got to tell me why it's called that.
Yeah, of course. Could be anything.
Shout out to our boy Loa for doing the music video for us.
It'll
be released soon enough here.
All right. We got that's it, guys. We got about a minute left. Yeah, you've been listening to Dumbass on Electric Messiah Radio.
And special shout out to my boy Mark from Steve's if he's listening.
There you go. Hey, Mark, you're the man.
My man.
All right, so we're just going to play out with the song Deflating Rooms from Eyes, which is a great album. I love this album. 24 minutes long with like 50-second songs. And all right, let's do this. Deflating Rooms, Eyes, CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. Here we go.